Welcome to the Menagerie of Enlightenment. I'm Sarah, and today I'm going to talk about one of the famous art museums in the world, the Louvre. The Louvre, or as it's known in French, the Musée du Louvre, is the world's largest art museum. Google Arts and Culture states that it's a historic monument in France. It is probably the first thing that comes to mind for art lovers when they visit Paris. It is the city's central landmark and is located on the right bank of the Seine River. Around 38,000 objects from prehistory to the modern century are featured in the museum. In 2017, it is estimated that the Louvre was the most visited art museum in the world. But before we delve into the nitty-gritty parts of the exhibit, let's take a historical look at the famous art museum. Originally a fortress in the late 20th and 13th centuries, the place was used to defend the country. It was created by Philip II. But due to the expansion of the city in 1546, the fortress was eventually changed to the main residence of French kings. As time went on, France's kings continued adding different things to the palace. New artworks and collections adorned each part of the palace until it became the Louvre Palace. That all changed in the 16th century. According to Britannica, a new king, Louis XIV, decided to move his court to the Versailles instead. In 1682, he packed up his belongings and moved his home to the Palace of Versailles. In 1793, the government opened the palace to the public. They allowed the public to view the Musée Central des Arts in the Grand Gallery. Napoleon also added the Cour Carré and another wing in the north. By the 19th century, the other major two wings were built into the Louvre. The end result? Quote, a vast complex of buildings forming two main quadrilaterals and enclosing two large courtyards, unquote. The building underwent further remodeling from 1980 to 1990. To make it more accommodating to the general public, a huge underground complex made of offices, shops, exhibition spaces, parking areas, and other amenities was built underneath the Louvre's central courtyards. You can find the ground level entrance in the center of Cour Napoleon. There you can enter a big glass and steel pyramid and enter the museum facilities. The pyramid was designed by the famous American architect I.M. Pei in 1989. The Louvre's painting collection is huge and it features all periods of European art up to the revolution in 1848. In addition to French paintings, it also houses other artworks from Italian Renaissance painters, Flemish painters, and Dutch painters. Paintings aren't the only showstoppers in the museum. Here you can find Greek, Etruscan, Roman, and Egyptian antiquities as well. Featuring three wings and five levels, it will take forever to see every exhibit in the museum. Luckily, Nina Siegel from New York Times wrote a simple guide on what to see in the museum. Since the place is huge, it is recommended that you visit these top five places in the museum. The first is the Denon Wing, first floor, the Salle Mullion. Known for its French Romanticism and Neoclassicism, in this wing, you can see many famous French paintings. To view the historical turning points in France, check out The Coronation of Napoleon by Jacques Louis David and Liberty Leading the People by Eugene Delacroix. There's also The Wrath of Medusa by Theodore Géricault and Salles des Chemins. In the sunny wing on the ground floor, there's the Hellenistic Heroes exhibition. In this wing, you can see many famous stone sculptures. There is the Venus de Milo by Alexandros of Antioch and Sleeping Hermaphroditos by Gian Lorenzo Bernini. There is also a famous staircase called the Daru Staircase, where you can view the statue Winged Victory of Samothrace. In the Denon Wing on the first floor, there is also another exhibit for the Italian Renaissance. In this wing, you can view Italian artwork from famous painters like Sandro Botticelli and Leonardo da Vinci. There are frescoes made by Botticelli and Italian paintings like the famous Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci. There is also the portrait of Baudelaire's Castiglione by Raphael and Pastoral Concert by Titian. In the sunny wing on the ground floor, there's also the Egyptian galleries. In this wing, you can find a lot of sarcophagi. Plus, there is the 12-ton Great Sphinx of Tanis, model ships, and the colossal statue of Ramses II. Exit this wing, and you will eventually enter the famous Tuileries Garden. Further up is the Place de la Concorde, a major public square in Paris. In the Richelieu wing on the second floor, there is Northern European paintings. In this wing, you will find famous paintings by Dutch masters like Johannes Vermeer and Rembrandt. There is the Astronomer by Vermeer, four of Rembrandt's self-portraits, Bathsheba at her bath by Rembrandt, along with other paintings by famous painters like Peter Paul Rubens, Frans Hals, and Jan Steen. In the Denner wing on the first floor, there's also the Apollo Gallery. In this chamber, you'll be greeted with golden embellishes, high arches, and fresco walls. In the middle of the room are glass tables and vitrines. In them, royal crowns lie protected in their glasses and add an air of exuberance to the room. According to Nina Siegel from New York Times, quote, "The gallery was started as the Galerie des Rois, or the Gallery of Kings, in 1661, and painted by Charles Le Brun, who left it incomplete when he went to work on his commissions at Versailles instead. It was completed by the French romantic artist Eugène Delacroix in 1851, unquote. These are just some of the famous rooms in the museum. In the sub-levels, there are even an underground chamber called Pavillon de l'Horloge, the Clock Pavilion. If you plan to visit the museum anytime soon, here are some travel tips. As stated in the Louvre website, the opening times are Monday to Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, 9 a.m. to 9:45 p.m. and on Tuesday it's closed. It is best to visit the Louvre in the morning before the crowds come in. If you plan to visit in the afternoon, wait till after 3 p.m. If you want to get there, you can get to the museum by bus, car, bike, or the metro. Take the metro to Palais Royal, Musée du Louvre, using lines 1 and 7. The tickets cost €17 online, and I think that it also costs 12 euros on site. The tickets are free for 18-year-olds and 26-year-old residents of the EEA and art teachers, and other special requirements can also be viewed at the website. You can enter the museum through the glass pyramid at the Louvre's main entrance. There are four waiting lines there. At peak times, you may be allowed to use the Carousel, Richelieu, or Port de Lions entrances. The website has also said that it is currently under renovation, so some of the rooms may be closed to visitors. There are guided tours in English every day at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Oh, and bring a portable charger. They don't have any power outlets in the museum. And if you're feeling hungry or peckish, there are many cafes around the Louvre. Here is a list of some of the cafes. There's the Bistro Benon, Starbucks, Gorget, and Café Morlien. So next time you're in Paris, and if you ever have any time on your hands, come visit this museum for a unique experience. Personally, it sounds very exciting to me. It is recommended that you view a few exhibits in a day and not the whole place, as the place is huge. So happy viewing. And I've come to the end of this podcast. I hope you like it, and see you next time.